being on pole. but no, I mean, we are strong here. Graham was strong already this morning, and every time we come to this racetrack, we know that we'll be able to fight for a win. And now we've just given ourselves two chances. So in that matter, I think it's all about executing tomorrow. We've proven that we can do it on one lap pace. We struggled in the May race on the consistency throughout a stint and just the strategy decision making, and now we have two opportunities to make up for that.
For you, before we open up for questions, I mean, right from the get-go, when you first arrived here at the Speedway and drove on the road course, it just seems like you have taken to this course like, I wouldn't call it easy, but it's just something about this place that really fits your driving style?
I think it all starts with that the car is just really competitive around here, and we've shown it every single time we've been on track, and I don't necessarily think it's just me that's in the team. I mean, I just got out qualified by Graham, so technically everybody did, but he's just been really, really strong and difficult to beat today. I think certainly there was some small mistakes that I could have prevented to jump ahead, but right now we put ourselves in a good position, so I'm not going to sit here and say I'm mad about qualifying second, because I'm certainly not, and I think we've made the car better in race trim, so we'll see tomorrow, even this afternoon.
Very tight Firestone Fast 6 qualifying session from 1 to 6 in that last stint, the last session, the difference was 0.2889. 2889, that is the third closest Firestone Fast 6 session in the history of the format. So pretty tight for sure. We'll take questions here off Zoom. If you have some, let us know. Get your virtual raised hand button. We'll begin in person, though. Let's go Chris, and then Wolfgang, and then Nate.
Christian, while it does sting to lose pole at the end, is it any less of a sting knowing that it's your teammate that's on pole and that y'all are both, and the fact that Jack's eighth, that y'all are both pretty good. You got a good baseline. You roll off the trailer really well coming here to this race again.
Honestly, it's a very similar qualifying compared to the May race. I mean, we were first, fourth, and eighth, and now we're first, second, and eighth. And Graham definitely took a step forward compared to May. But, I mean, it is a little bittersweet not getting the pole, but at the same time, I'd rather want to finish first tomorrow than I want to finish first today. So as a team, we've given ourselves the best opportunity to win the race tomorrow. I mean, we have two cars starting on the front row, and I think the last time that happened was in Barber 2018 when Sato won and Graham had an issue. So, I mean, I don't hope any of us have an issue tomorrow, but I hope we can fight each other for the win and may the best man win, really.
Wolfgang?
Christian, setup-wise, how identical is your setup to Graham's car?
The specifics I don't really know, but I know they're very, very similar. It's a very similar car that we showed up in May with, and it's basically been driven since the first race I ever drove here in August 2021, and it's been competitive ever since, but it's...
We'll go Nate, and then opposite there in the back, and then Bruce. Go ahead, Nate.
Christian, you just kind of joked about the team probably liked seeing Graham on pole even more than you. I mean, after everything that happened in May and what he and the team went through, like, what does it mean to do that here and put him on pole?
I mean, this way have a way of breaking you and making you, quite honestly, this place. I mean, obviously, I think what he feels right now is relief. But from my own perspective, I'm already switched into race mode. I want to make sure that we have the best car in the field tomorrow. I know that Graham will be tough to beat, and we'll have to beat him by just outsmarting him. And how we're going to do that is something that I'll have to figure out, really. But we're definitely going to give each other we're going to race hard and race fair. I'm not going to sit here and say that he's going to be favored, because I definitely don't think he will be, because I'll give him a tough time.
And no Penske's or Ganassi's in the Fast Six. Why do you think that was, and does that mean anything? Will it stay that way tomorrow in the race?
I mean, it depends. It depends on how the race unfolds. If there's a yellow at some point in the race, that helps whatever strategy they're on. And just trying to do something different, it might work out for them. And we'll have to see tomorrow. It's surprising that none of the Penske's are in the Fast Six. Two of them were already out after the first group, and it was a little surprising to see, and I was also surprised to see that Alex wasn't through to the Fast Six as well, because he's been extremely strong, and Armstrong has been doing a good job as well. So,
go ahead in the corner. Go ahead.
You talked about at the beginning that this track is usually one of the best for your guys' teams. When you come into this weekend, is that a big confidence booster, knowing that regularly each time you come here that this is probably going to be the best chance you guys have to get a win or a pole or a podium?
Sure. I mean, it always helps. It's at home. It's unfortunately not. Of course, it's a race that we want to win, but it's not the race that we want to win. And we definitely got some work to do there. But coming here, we have two shots at it, and I think we didn't quite maximize the May race, and I think we made up for that today so far. There's definitely things that needs to be improved in race trim that we'll try to see if we can figure out for tomorrow. But we are here much stronger than we were in May, and I think we showed that today. It's not one car leading the pack. It's definitely two cars up there, and in my opinion, it should have been three. We definitely had the car today to be 1, 2, 3.
Bruce.
The May race on this track has a tendency to favor the front row. The July race has been a little bit more mixed up. But, I mean, just how big of an advantage is it for the two of you to be up front and know that, you know, the guys fighting for the championship are going to be way behind you, at least at the start?
I mean, we're teammates, so there's no way that we're gonna go bump each other off. And if that happens, I know that he'll be on the inside, and then I know who's at fault. But I mean, we're definitely going to race each other hard, but we also need to be smart. It's the best opportunity for the best finish of the season as a team. And I don't see a reason. I don't think anyone in the team sees a reason to throw that away for a stupid reason.
And just taking the 30,000 foot view, you know, seeing him with tears of sorrow on pit lane on bump day here, in May, and now being able to see him so quickly be able to come back and experience first pole in 6 years, I mean, just as an outsider, I mean, how do you write a story like that?
You don't. Overall, I think Graham has stepped up his game. I think he should have had the pole in mid-Ohio. He didn't get it, and I think it was redemption from either that or the month of May he had here. He didn't have any luck in the GP in May. He got hit in turn one, got cycled to the back with a puncture and still raced back into the top 10. And I was kind of just floating around up in the top five at that time. And now we're here fighting each other for the win. And we definitely have to make sure that we have two cars on the podium tomorrow, because everything else will not be satisfied. None of us will be satisfied with that. And we put ourselves in this position. So we got to execute.
Let's go third row, then Patrick, then Mary. Go ahead.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This is the third weekend IndyCar and NASCAR shared the weekend here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Are you in favor of it? Do you like it?
I mean, I'm yet to see them drive. So far, so good. I guess everybody will have to see tomorrow. I know that Firestone has brought a different red alternate tires this weekend that we ran a few years ago. And I think we've proven as a team that it doesn't really matter which tire we're on here. We will be fast, but I do think that it's going to be more favorable for a red race tomorrow, which is unlike the May race. So I think a lot in terms of strategy can happen tomorrow, and if the NASCAR rubber will make a difference for that, potentially yes, potentially no. We don't know at this point. But I do think that this is our stronger race in terms of the two Indy GPs.
Is that your question, Jordan? Did he answer that? Yeah.
More race cars is always cooler. I'm a race driver. I like race cars.
Funny how that works. Patrick, and then Mary.
I wanted to follow up on the red tires. They're supposed to be a more durable tire. So we've had some races this year where you had to get off them immediately, like last weekend. You think this is going to be the opposite of that?
From what I'm aware, we've already run these tires. I don't know how many years ago, but before, when it was a favored red race around here. So they should last.
And when they start to go, is it the fronts go first, rears go first? I mean, where's the balance fall off?
I mean, I guess it depends on what the car balance is and how hard you drive the tires, really. And they also do have a memory from qualifying. So when it is a used set of tires, the tires will always remember the balance that you had in qualifying on a max attack lap, and it will carry through that way in the race. And looking at it as it is right now, I think it's a red favorite race, which also then kind of dictates your strategy for qualifying, because you need to do the least amount of laps on the tires. And I think the drivers that have not made it through to fast six, that didn't run another set of tires, well, another run on the tires will to a certain extent be favored at some point in the race tomorrow. But in terms of which axle goes off first, I guess is all dependent on the balance of the car and the setup changes that each team and driver makes to the car.
Mary, and then Jack Binion online, standby, will come to you. Go ahead, Mary.
Christian, based for the race tomorrow between you and Graham competing, your pit box is much farther forward than where he is. Do you think that will give you any kind of an advantage?
No. In my personal opinion, is more for qualifying in terms of how many cars you have ahead of you. For the race, it doesn't really make a big difference.
Jack Binion off Zoom, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, Christian, I just wondered if you could talk a bit about Graham and like whether do you think he's underrated by the paddock and some of the drivers around, and can you give any insight, you know, working from inside the team on that really?
Personally, I don't really think anyone rates Graham low. I think everybody rates Graham extremely high. He's a very established IndyCar driver. He has a lot of experience. He's a very, very good racer. He's aggressive. The fact is he hasn't had the results, but I think that's determined by a lot of other things. Graham is a great racing driver, and I've learned a lot from Graham the past year and a half, and I think he's trying to fight me back now.
Thank you, Christian. Thanks, Dave.
Anyone else in person? Good luck tomorrow. I know you got another practice session, but good luck tomorrow. Appreciate you.